Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Over the past week, Hamas has ravaged Israel with a series of horrific and grotesque terrorist attacks. Tonight, the Schiffer Report takes you inside what's behind these attacks and why Americans need to stay alert.
If you're tired of fake news and leftist propaganda, then you've come to the right place. It's time for the Schiffer Report with the radio journalist, author, and political analyst, Paul Schiffer.
They told us the protests in the summer of 2020 were peaceful. Got $1 billion worth of damage around our cities that says it wasn't. They told us the FBI didn't spy on the Trump campaign. Sure looks like it did. They told us the vaccinated can't get it. You know that's wrong.
You heroes have killed a dozen people this week. What are you going to do next week?
We cannot afford to be so politically correct anymore. We will honor the American people with the truth and nothing else.
Is it just me, or is it getting crazier out there?
I may sound like a Bible beater, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
We will not live our lives in fear.
We the people tell the government what to do. It doesn't tell us.
Live from WHKW, your host, Paul Schiffer.
Thank you, Style. I'm your host, Paul Schiffer. This is the Schiffer Report, heard every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. On WHKW. Also, check out our website, theschifferreport.com. Every broadcast we do is posted that evening on theschifferreport.com. Schiffer spelled S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R. We're going to have a powerful broadcast tonight. I'm going to focus the entire hour on the savage attacks that Israel faced last Saturday, and now their continuing bombardment of Hamas. Hamas is an Islamic terror state supported by Iran and Russia and China. We're going to bring that information out. We're also going to talk about all of the minute details of the horror taking place right now in Israel, and we need to pray first for Israel. And this harkens back. Netanyahu said, we're going to treat Hamas like the prophets, the military, the Israeli military in the Old Testament did, completely annihilate them. And I hope he does, because that's how you deal with animals. These people are brutal, demonic, possessed Islamic freaks, and they've got to be dealt with. I thought, I thought we learned our lesson after 9/11. And, for a while, for years, we woke up and went in there and pounded Afghanistan and everything. Maybe we made a bad move going into Iraq, but Americans seemed to get it. And they went back to the churches, went back to God, started praying more. But now we've completely lost it these 30 or so years later. And now it's a wake up call. Another one. It seems like God keeps giving us wake up calls, and we need to pay heed because this is real. And we're going to share some frightening information and statistics, but it's all very real. And we are going to tell you some things that even conservative media outlets aren't, about the Chinese, more detail about the Iranians and the Russians. Yes, the Iran, it's a triumvirate. We have some allies or enemies of our country, which include Cuba and Venezuela and Central and South America, Brazil. All of the communist blocs are surrounding, are in heed, in junction with Iran and Russia and China. So with that said, tonight's guest is a very special guest. He's been on the program four or five times the past 4 months. His name is Cliff Kincaid. He's a seasoned journalist down in Washington, D.C. He used to head up Accuracy in Media, which was the foremost media watchdog group in Washington, D.C. for many, many years. Now he's out on his own. He has been dealing with these issues, and he is an expert on communism, on Russia and China, and everything we're going to talk about today. He heads up a group now in Washington, D.C., or near D.C., called USA Survival. Welcome to the program tonight, Cliff.
Paul, great to be with you again.
You know, I'm very angry about all that's taken place, and a lot of my listeners sometimes say, calm down, but tonight I'm willfully not going to calm down because we've been warning about the Chinese and Russia threat for now a year and 8 months on the Schiffer Report, and some people get it, and some people I think are, you know, exasperated that I talk about this, especially with Russia. And later on in the broadcast, I'll have you go into detail about how many conservatives have been duped by the Russians, Russian disinformation. But before we get to that, let me read off some news items that I gathered all week long, printed off, just some headlines to shake the people out there. And I want you to first give a run out on that and then talk about your new articles. You have an article called First Ukraine, Now Israel, Then America, and one on the Iranian and Russia connection to all of this. American weapons are being used against Israel, left over from the Afghan conflict when we bailed on the Afghan people. $80 billion worth of weaponry, a lot of it in the hands of Hamas and Hezbollah. Here's an article, why were the Israelis so defenseless against Hamas terrorists going house to house, killing and raping? Is because they've got gun control over there. So that should wake people up about what the left is doing in this country, pushing for gun control. It leaves us defenseless. Well, the Israelis, because the Israeli government has gun control, were left totally defenseless last Saturday morning when the Hamas terrorists paraglided in, snipped the fences down, infiltrated in 29 areas in southern Israel. And that begs the question, Cliff, where was our intel? Where was Israeli intel on all this? Here's an article. Taliban seeks to help destroy Israel with Biden's $80 billion in U.S. weapons. Black Lives Matter over here endorses Hamas and their policy of decapitating babies to show you, all you people out there that defend Black Lives Matter. The University of Wisconsin students cheer Hamas killers, chant glory to the martyrs at student protest in support of the Palestinians. That's going on all around the country now, on college campuses, everywhere, where most people in their late teens and 20s are supporting these terrorists over Israel. Unspeakable horrors, dozens of babies' heads chopped off. And, you know, I could go on and on with all the horror and everything else. And, of course, we have your expert opinion in your articles concerning Iran, China, and some of the other axis of evil. Go ahead, Cliff.
Let me start out, Paul, by saying, and I don't mean to be critical of Israel as they're trying to survive as a nation state, as a Jewish state, but if Israel had taken out the regime in Iran a couple years ago, which they had every right to do, we wouldn't be seeing this today. If Israel had not agreed to a so-called two-state solution alongside Israel being a so-called state of Palestine that led to the terrorists of the PLO and Hamas taking over the Gaza Strip, we wouldn't have this today. Israel's in this position more generally because of anti-Semitism that actually originated before Hitler. It originated with a so-called document called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, developed by the Russians under the Tsar, and then adopted and used by the Russian communists to go after the Jews worldwide, alleging there was this secret cabal of Jews trying to take over the world. That has been used. It was cited by Hitler, used by the Russian communists, cited in the charter of Hamas, which just staged this attack. These people hate the Jews so much, they want to carry out a second Holocaust. That's what we're facing. That's what the world is facing. That's what Israel is facing today. And they're not going to solve this problem just by wiping out Hamas. The source of this problem is in Tehran, Iran, and also in Moscow. It's Vladimir Putin's regime, which backs Iran, which is ultimately behind this. So now they've launched an attack on Ukraine, which has taken 500,000 lives. They're behind Iran and this attack on Israel. And we could expect, if things continue to deteriorate, that Red China will go after the Republic of China on Taiwan. These are the stakes.
You're right. And, you know, nobody's getting that message from the major media or even Fox News about Iran. About China and Russia being involved behind all of this. Before we forget, I want to point out, and I've got a copy here. I'm going to give away two copies to the audience. Something your group published quite a while ago. By a friend of both of ours, Konstantin Priobrzezinski. He was a KGB agent that defected in the 1990s, knows all about Putin. He was a good friend of mine, friend of yours, and helped me in the year 2000 to 2008 when I was on this network, in studio even, advising me on the Russians. His name is Konstantin Priobrzezinski. He wrote a 33-page, where you put it together, you and Konstantin, called Made in Moscow Terrorism, the stuff like what happened Saturday by Hamas, Communists and Muslims, how they work hand in hand, the hidden hand of the KGB. I'll give this out later on in the broadcast. Two copies of this to the listening audience. Let's start with that. Let's go into the hidden hand of the KGB in all of this terrorism that we've seen in the Middle East through the past quite a few decades, and then talk about the KGB's role last Saturday. Go ahead.
Paul, before we get into how so many conservatives were misled about what was happening in Ukraine, with some of them actually saying that Putin was justified in invading Ukraine, and as I say, costing the lives on both sides of 500,000 people so far, just in over a year, conservatives have been misled in so many ways by what the Russians are up to. There is, in order to break up the Soviet Russian disinformation about the Middle East, let's begin with this fact. And people can go for free and get a lot of our reports, including that one, at usasurvival.org. There is no such thing as a state of Palestine. There is no such thing as a Palestinian people. There is only the state of Israel. There is no Palestine per se identified in the Bible. It was made up by the Soviet KGB in 1964. Then they came up with this idea of the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO, headed by a KGB agent by the name of Yasser Arafat. Later, Hamas was established, also by Moscow, also by Iran. This is an adjunct or branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. They all favor the total destruction of the state of Israel. That's what a PLO, or so-called Palestinian state, is all about. That's what they want. Can you imagine Israel ever agreeing to such a thing? The Israelis have been too passive. They've been going along with the international community, the United Nations, which recognizes a so-called state of Palestine, the Gaza Strip, where Hamas is based, and the West Bank, where the PLO and Mahmoud Abbas is based. Abbas was taught at the KGB's Patrice Lumumba University in Moscow. He's a KGB agent. So was, by the way, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the former leader after bin Laden was killed, of al-Qaeda, the first and second Ayatollahs of Iran were KGB agents. This is all cited in the Preobrazhensky report, as well as the writings of defectors from the old Soviet Union and others. Russia is behind the whole thing. And the ultimate objective, as I say, based on the forged document, the protocols about a Jewish conspiracy to rule the world, is designed to completely eliminate Jews from the face of the earth. And Moscow is behind it.
I understand. I believe you because I've studied this, not as much as you have, but I've been down in D.C. many times, and I've read all this and done numerous interviews, especially after 9/11, with experts on Russia and terrorism. And I got to meet the person you're talking about that's the main guy in your report, Konstantin Preobrazhensky. I met him right after 9/11 in Washington, D.C., at a big event, conservative event. I think it was at a CPAC. And we got to know each other, started hanging with him. And he's been on my show many times. I haven't had him on for about 3 or 4 years for reasons you and I know why, but I'm not going to discuss today. But at any rate, I'm saying all this to say that Konstantin Preobrazhensky is a very credible source. He's been vetted by many ex-CIA people. He's in the know, and he's got a wealth of knowledge. And one thing I want you to expound on that sounds a little dramatic, but he was known to say, and I think it might be in this document here, The Hidden Hand of the KGB, Konstantin used to tell me all the time, Cliff, he said, you want to know how you get rid of Islamic terrorism? You drop a bomb on the KGB headquarters. That's how you do it.
That's exactly right. Let me say also, perhaps you've already heard about this, but Hamas has announced a global day of jihad tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Around the world, including in the United States. And as a result, I know this firsthand, some businesses and firms in New York are telling their employees not to come into work, not to go into the central city.
Let me hold you. Stop right there, because my producer Style, I knew you were going to bring that up, and he has some firsthand information about what you're talking about. So I'll let Style here interject. Go ahead and confirm basically what Cliff just said. Go ahead, Style.
Yeah, you know, draw the comparisons where you will here. And for protection's sake and identity's sake, I'm not going to disclose who directly this information's from. But I got a firsthand source last night at 2 a.m. I got a couple messages that came through about a person I know very well, very close, who received messages. They work in the hospital. They're a nurse. They received a couple messages that came through over their messaging system, and it was essentially saying that this branch of the hospital was going into code yellow, which for that establishment means a mass casualty incident. Now, this could be internal or external in the community, and after doing a little bit more research and conversing back and forth with my source, it could typically be narrowed down to some kind of explosion, be it a boiler, be it a gas leak, or, you know, what you all think of when you hear the word explosion. This was sent out at 2 a.m. Two different alerts came out that said this is not a test, you know, stand by for further explanation of it. Nothing ended up coming through up until now that I know of. I've not been informed of any actual reasoning behind this being sent out, other than just to have these nurses and doctors be on standby, which I thought was a little interesting. Naturally, I wanted to know more about this. I turned on my police scanners last night for the neighboring areas, found that all of them for police, fire, EMS were all offline in these areas. You know, I don't believe in coincidences, I think there's a reason behind everything. And some may deem that a conspiracy, but you know, I'd rather be on the side of conspiracy that turns out to be right than think it's a coincidence and be wrong.
Well, thanks for that information. So I think it fits what Cliff has said, and I have something to interject. Right before the show, a good friend of mine who's very resourceful in the Cleveland area called me and said, did you hear of that? All of the synagogues and Jewish schools are going to be closed the rest of the week in the Cleveland area. I said, no, I didn't hear that. So there's that input, too, for you. But I digress. Continue. Go ahead, Cliff. Cliff?
It's very dangerous. We're at a very dangerous situation now. And I'm not predicting or forecasting anything, but we have to be prepared for another 9/11 type attack. And to complicate matters, of course, we've had documented cases in the hundreds of suspected terrorists who have already crossed the southern border.
Yes.
We don't know where they are. And yet, I just saw Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, on NBC's Nightly News, warning about the dangers of a wider war. We're already in a wider war. 27 Americans were killed along with the thousands of injured and killed Israelis.
And we have American hostages over there now.
And he's warning of a wider war. They're waging war on us. We've got to wage war on them. Now, in the case of Israel, Israel can defend itself. They've got a sizable nuclear arsenal. But I appeal to the so-called conservatives in the audience who have been arguing against aid to Ukraine. We not only need to continue that aid, they need more and better weapons because they're fighting the Russians who are being supplied by the Iranians with killer drones.
I have a bunch of articles I put together the past few days. They're all similar. I've got 100 at home, but I just took out 6 or 7 of the top ones to show you that the Biden administration's policy of open borders and allowing millions, it's total of 7 to 8 million, I've heard statistically now, illegals that came through the border. Most of them have been military-age men, and a preponderance of the illegals coming across the border are dangerous radical terrorists from the Middle East. They're coming in from Sudan, from Nigeria, from Cuba, from Venezuela, from Brazil. You know, because of this Biden administration's policies, most of Central and South America have been taken over by communist regimes. You can, Biden's front guy, Secretary of State Blinken, and his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, there's the ones that have implemented and put this all together the past 2 years. And here, I'll give you some more examples. Conservative actor James Woods, who's gotten pretty vocal lately, warns of a Hamas-like army is silently crossing Biden's open borders every day. Hamas has slipped into America. They have America by the balls. Terrorists are slipping in while the American intel community is hunting down MAGA or Trump supporters. Ben Bergwin, who's posted a lot of things from Central and South America, he's one of the number one experts on the illegal invasion. He said the Border Patrol confirms in the past few days significant numbers of Syrians and Pakistanis pouring into Arizona right this minute. Here's another article, potential terrorists from Syria reaching remote Arizona border. On and on. I could read you for the next hour all of these stories. I know you've been warning about the open borders. I've been on the radio warning about this. It's coming to fruition, and now we have a lot to pay, and the person to pay is Joe Biden. It is an entire administration, and we know Obama's running this administration. So whatever happens, it's already happened in Israel, in Gaza, but we're going to have hundreds of Gazas possibly happen here at home. Cliff?
It's possible, and to top it off, the Iranian envoy for the Biden administration, who used to do the same thing for Obama, his name is Robert Malley, had a security clearance. It has now been suspended. That's quite something for a security clearance to be suspended under Biden, but yeah. It must have been so bad in terms of his dealings with Iran and our enemies that they suspended his security clearance. He put together the Iran nuclear deal. It was then suspended by Trump. He tried to put it together again. He was behind the money going to Iran. And this guy, get this, here's where the hidden hand of the KGB comes in. Rob Malley's father was a communist from Egypt. The communists and the Muslims are working together against us.
Amazing. And most people don't know this, but I'll testify. Why the main reason I had you on tonight, I could call other foreign policy experts, but you're one of the few in this country. I put you alongside of people like Trevor Loudon and our friend J.R. Nyquist and others, but you get it about the communists. You've been preaching since the early 1980s, late 1970s, when you joined Accuracy in Media as a reporter and a journalist, and you've written a number of books on this. You can cite the books later on, along with J.R. Nyquist even. This stuff is real, folks. I want you to know that Cliff Kincaid gets it, and we are approaching midnight. The clock is approaching midnight, and we better wake up soon, because everything that Cliff's been writing about and telling people about at his conferences in Washington, D.C., and I've been speaking on the radio about the Russia and China threat, it's very real, and any day now, what you saw in Israel could happen here in America anywhere, because millions of illegals, dangerous terrorists, Chinese army, Russian army, Spetsnaz troops, they're all through America now, near military bases, their agents, saboteurs. And I know, Cliff, you remember the late, great the guy that wrote the book about the terrorist in 1998. Come on.
Oh, Ian Maciej Pacheva.
Pacheva, yeah. It's happening now.
He was a defector from Romania. Ran the Romanian intelligence service. He documented a lot of what we've been talking about.
Right.
Tragically, he passed away last year from COVID.
Right. We both knew him. He used to email me constantly. He only called me one time because he was on a government witness program. And I remember I had an FBI handler that worked for him that helped him defect over to the side. William Barnes was his name. And I had Barnes on the show a few times. Pacheva listened in. Barnes was Pacheva's mouthpiece because he was in hiding, and he called me that one time and thanked me for the wonderful show I did. So at any rate, you're listening to the Schiffer Report. Get ready here, style. I hope the phone lines light up. We have two copies of this 33-page document called Made in Moscow, Terrorism, Communists and Muslims, The Hidden Hand of the KGB by Konstantin Priobrzezinski and Cliff Kincaid, my guest tonight for USA Survival. Callers number 5 and caller number 10 will receive a free copy of this Made in Moscow document by Konstantin Priobrzezinski and Cliff Kincaid. Caller number 5, caller number 10. The phone lines are open at 216-901-0933. Once more, 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. Caller number 5 and 10. We'll get a copy of this. Also, by the way, the 9 people that won a few weeks ago, the documents on Red China and the threat from China and other things concerning interlocking connections between the Clintons and Bidens. You should have that in the mail. If not, you'll get it within the next 2 days. I mailed it out Monday. So at any rate, back to you, Cliff. No commercial break. We're just running straight with this. Go ahead.
That's great. Let me just add a few facts to this discussion that you're not going to see in the media. The media are always saying, oh, is Iran connected to this. Well, of course. I mean, why do they even have to ask the question? I sent you today, Paul, a videotaped interview with a Hamas spokesman that was gathered up by Memory TV. This is a monitoring service.
Right.
In which they talk openly about being backed by Iran. Everybody knows Iran backs Hamas with weapons, training, equipment, and so forth. But who's behind Iran? It's Russia. Who is putting together the Iranian nuclear program? Russia and China.
That was a powerful text you sent me, and I think it was discussed, the Iran backing, and something like what happened in Israel last Saturday was planned 2-3 weeks in advance. Was that on Russia TV, right? Russia TV?
No, that was a Middle Eastern TV system in which they talked about how this was planned 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now, here's another thing that is easily accessible. I actually took the time to go to the website of the Russian Foreign Ministry. This is the outfit headed by Putin's buddy, Sergei Lavrov. You can put in, there's an English version, you can put in the name Hamas, and you can come up with at least 10 references to the leaders of Hamas going to Moscow to meet with Russian officials. This is all out in the open. There's nothing secret about this. And remember, Hamas is a terrorist group. And this is the terrorist group behind the recent attack. The other terrorist group, the PLO or Fatah, controls the West Bank. Hamas controls the Gaza Strip. And this is what they claim is the state of Palestine. There's no such thing. The Israelis should never have agreed to this to begin with. It all stems from the KGB operation, as I say, that began back in the 1960s, to claim that the Palestinians, so-called Palestinians, which were an invented, made-up people, suddenly desired and needed and deserved their own state. And in order to get it, they're going to destroy the state of Israel. That's been the plan. It goes back to the time of the protocols of the Elders of Zion, developed as a forgery to go against the Jews, alleging a Jewish conspiracy to rule the world. It was forged by the secret police under the Tsar, adopted by the Russian communists and the KGB, as I say, mentioned in the Charter of Hamas, cited by Adolf Hitler in his own document, Mein Kampf, to use to justify the first Holocaust. And the plan is to have a second Holocaust and wipe the Jews from the face of the earth. And Moscow is openly collaborating, not only with Iran, which they finance, but with Hamas, who is invited to Moscow repeatedly because the Russians are trying to get Hamas to cooperate more strongly and openly with Fatah or the PLO in order to have a united front against Israel. This is what we're seeing. China is playing a role in the background, waiting just for the right moment as the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East heat up for China to go after the free people, the Republic of China on Taiwan. And then tomorrow, who knows what's going to happen in our major cities stemming from the so-called global day of jihad.
Right. Hold your thought, Cliff. Again, we're not going to a commercial break. I want an update from my trusted producer, Style. You were flooded with calls in there. What's the verdict here? Okay, we have two winners. Thanks for listening, James and Carl. And let's do it again just one more time because it gets a little expensive mailing out these packets. But any rate, caller number five, we have a chance for a third winner to win a copy of this 33-page document from my friend and Cliff's friend, Konstantin Preobrazhensky, an ex-KGB officer. By the way, he is a strong Christian and a conservative. He wrote this document about 10 years ago. It's called Communists and Muslims, the Hidden Hand of the KGB. Caller number five will win a copy of this, 216-901-0933. Let me also point out that this program needs funding to keep in existence. We're getting to the next deadline here, so if you would prayerfully consider sending a donation to keep this show on the air. My name is Paul Schiffer. That's spelled S-C-H-I-F-F-E-R. Send a check. Prayerfully consider sending the check to me. That's Paul Schiffer. My address is 2434 Whipple Avenue Northwest, Apartment 1. That's 2434 Whipple Avenue Northwest, Apartment 1, Canton, Ohio, 44708. I'll bring that up again at the end of the broadcast. And I want to personally thank Carol from Lakewood. Don't worry, I won't give out your last name, Carol from Lakewood. She sent me a bunch of scriptures, Hosea 4:6, Ezekiel 22:30, Ephesians 5:15, Isaiah 62:6, about watchmen on the walls. Thanks for sending this bit of wisdom, and thanks for your donation. I appreciate it. We still need more to keep on the air. Thanks for your help. Back to you, Cliff.
Well, let me put out my tin cup. My group, America Survival, has been at this, as you point out, Paul, for many decades. Back in 2014, we published a book, Back from the Dead, The Return of the Evil Empire,
right,
about what was really going on with Russia. We also have a book called Red Jihad, about how the communists work with the Muslims. We've got three books on Obama. Go to our website, usasurvival.org. You can get links to all of that, plus a new report that deals with what I've been talking about tonight. We're asking for a small donation. It looks at the influence of what we call the big lie driving hostility toward Ukraine within the conservative movement. And it deals with the history of the protocols of the Elders of Zion, this forgery used by the Russians and Hitler and Hamas in order to seek the complete destruction of the Jewish people. This is what's driving this hate. This is what's driving what we see in the world today. This is what's driving the Russian war in Ukraine. Remember, Ukraine is a Christian country headed by a Jewish president. And yet we have conservatives in the United States saying we ought to pull the plug on these people. We've already had 500,000 dead, and we're going to pull the plug on these people and let the Russians take over this whole country. And then they're going to go after Poland, the frontline state of NATO. And then you will see America's sons and daughters on the front line dying as the Russians expand into the rest of Europe. And too many conservatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene are buying into the Putin propaganda. She just posed for pictures. I've got them up on my website with these Marxist women from the group called Code Pink, which wants to cut off Ukraine, which wants to cut off aid to Israel. Marjorie Taylor Greene posing with these Marxists? What has happened?
I know. I saw that
movement.
I was stunned when I saw this. By the way, I want you to talk a little bit also on some of the other stuff happened that Biden, we haven't pointed it out, but Biden, he's too brain dead to be the one in charge. It's Obama running this administration, and his Secretary of State Blinken and his National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, they've been putting, they're very anti-Israel, very, you've done reports where in the past year or so, our government, our Biden administration, mainly Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken, have been fomenting leftist Marxists in Israel to cause chaos over there. They hate Netanyahu. They don't agree with anything he does. They're trying to push him out of the equation. Tell us a little bit about what you know about this Obama-run administration, their Secretary of State and National Security Advisor going against, they basically brought Israel to this situation last Saturday.
Well, that's true. And many of the people in the Biden administration are reruns or retreads from Obama. We have three different books on Obama, including one titled Red Star Rising, one titled Permanent Revolution, which looks at his foreign policy that's continuing, as well as his domestic policy, what we call cultural Marxism. But let me tell you another thing about where Russia's going with all this. If you scroll down on my website, usasurvival.org, you'll find that the Russians are now clamoring to take back Alaska.
Yeah, we mentioned that last week on the air. We mentioned that last week.
Insisting we stole that from them. And that there is a monument in Crimea, which was originally part of Ukraine. Russians took that in 2014. A monument to the Russians taking Crimea, saying, we've got to now take back Alaska from the United States.
Which style? Is that up on the website?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we have that on the website. Keep it up there.
Yeah, we have a link. If you go to the articles tab on the SchifferReport.com, we have a link to that article from Cliff Kincaid, as well as...
We brought this up last week, even though you weren't with us, Cliff, last week. We did refer to that.
Now, I do want to remind everyone, this is a Russian article, so I attached a Google Translate tool as well as a VPN tool that we strongly encourage when you go to these sites.
But anyway, thanks for bringing that up, Cliff. That's a very important point.
I mean, the whole history of what's been happening since World War II is that we've been giving ground to the enemy, to the Russians, to the communists, to the Chinese communists. Look at Margaret Thatcher, for crying out loud, gave Hong Kong back to the Red Chinese. And now the Communist Chinese want to take the Republic of China on Taiwan, a beautiful little country of free people with a democratic government. So they're under assault, potential assault. Ukraine is losing hundreds of thousands of people as we speak, even though we've got conservatives here, some of them, saying, oh, we can't afford to support Ukraine. We've got to do something about our southern border. For crying out loud, people, we've got to do something about all of these problems. We've got to think geopolitically about all our enemies, how they've combined forces against us, against Ukraine, against Israel, against Taiwan, and against the United States.
Yeah, our own border is leaking
it out. And one of the things I pointed out in a recent column I just put up yesterday is, what is this about not going to the aid of our friends abroad? If it hadn't been for the French, Paul, the United States wouldn't be here today. It was because of the French coming to the aid of the American revolutionaries that we were able to defeat the British.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're listening to the Schiffer Report. Our special guest today is Cliff Kincaid, who runs the USA Survival. You can also get to his website by going to americassurvival.org. So that's America's Survival or USASurvival.org. He's the author of many books. And this article we're giving away, and thanks to Carl, James, and Mary, and everybody else that listen, they're the winners, the three winners tonight, Carl, James, and Mary. And you will get put in the mail this report, Communists and Muslims, the Hidden Hand of the KGB. There is some good news in all of this today. I'm pretty sure you know about this, Cliff. I've got the article here in front of me from the Gateway Pundit. There was a Republican congressman that got upset hearing that we had American hostages there in Israel captured by Hamas last Saturday. And of course, there's been many, probably at least 17 Americans killed, slaughtered by these vicious animals. But Republican Congressman Corey Mills rescued 32 Americans trapped in Israel. He said, if I have to do Joe Biden's job, then so be it. He got them all in a plane in Jordan and sent them back home. He said there's hundreds more hostages out there. That's what this Corey Mills said, stranded in Israel. Go ahead, Cliff.
Let me tell you where this thing has to go, because people are probably in desperation now just listening to what we have to say. And it's easy to get pessimistic and cynical, but we have an opportunity here. If we can get good conservative leadership in the House of Representatives, they can exercise their constitutional obligations through the power of the purse to do a number of great things and insist on passing these measures through the Senate and forcing them on Joe Biden's desk to sign. And that includes drastically increasing the national defense budget. That means increasing with more and better arms to Ukraine. As I say, we don't need to do a lot more when it comes to Israel because it is heavily armed and they've got a sizable nuclear arsenal. But going back into history, I discussed this in many of my articles. Under Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, they disarmed Ukraine. They took away the Ukraine's nuclear weapons left over from the Soviet days, sent them back to Moscow, if you could believe that. But Israel can take care of itself. Israel should not settle for a PLO or Hamas state of Palestine, so-called. They should not tolerate one more day an Iranian nuclear weapons program. And then, as part of this deal in the House of Representatives, in addition to what I just laid out, put in there as part of the budget absolute prohibitions on any more entries into the United States and a measure calling for the immediate identification and deportation not only of illegal aliens, but especially suspected terrorists, mm-hmm. who, of course, as we talked about earlier, Paul, are probably here by the many hundreds.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We've got to do some promotions. We've got a battle here in the state of Ohio where, even though Roe versus Wade was put down by the Supreme Court last summer, we still have, this is a pro-life state. It's a red state. But believe it or not, we have issue one before us in November, November 7th, where it allows abortion for all 9 months of pregnancy. It's an extreme radical abortion bill and has a close chance of passing. So we want to tell the audience to vote no on issue one. And then there's issue two, which legalizes marijuana in this state. So we've got our size of problems in this state. And I know you do there in, is it Maryland or Virginia you live in?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland. They legalized dope on July 1st, and now we've got all kinds of mental health problems, traffic accidents, et cetera. Yeah, you got to vote down issue one and issue two in Ohio.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for joining us tonight. We will post this interview on the website tonight, theschifferreport.com, and we'll put relevant articles up pertaining to the subject matter tonight. Thank you for joining this interview tonight, and God bless America. We need help. We need God's help right away. We're in trouble as a nation. Cliff.
Thank you very much for having me on, Paul.
Okay, God bless you. Cliff Kincaid of USASurvival.org. Again, I always get to it by going to AmericaSurvival.org. And let's get to this issue one here real quick. We in our finding moments. I have an event to promote. And I'll do it big time next week, but there's going to be an event, a town hall meeting, actually two town hall meetings. Get your pen and paper out. Saturday, October 21st at 11 a.m., Saturday, October 21st at 11 a.m. at Monroe Hall in New Philadelphia. There's a big event where they're all coming together to stand up against issue one and issue two. The guest speakers at these events are Janet Folger Porter, pro-life leader here in the state of Ohio, also a national pro-life leader. Janet Folger Porter, also Jody Salvo will be speaking, and it's hosted by Jason Miller, the leader of the Canton, Ohio Patriots Group, We the People Group, and my friend Walter Moss, a great conservative black leader in Canton, Ohio, and Tom Fatch. So there's two events to mobilize people. There'll be signs against issue one and signs against issue two, signs and literature. It's town hall meetings, two of them. The first one, Saturday, October 21st at 11 a.m. at Monroe Hall in New Philadelphia, Ohio, hosted by Bible Baptist Church. The second town hall meeting will be Monday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m. in Beach City. If you want any more information, then call me at 216-276-8257. Go ahead, Style.
Paul, don't forget, too, that early voting for Ohio is also open as of yesterday, too. So
right.
there's no need to wait. And I do want to make it very clear, this is framed as an abortion bill, and that's where a lot of the vote sways is just in the title there. But I want to remind you that Issue 1 never uses the term woman and does not limit surgeries to abortion. It leaves the door open for transgender operations without parental consent of any age because they use the word individual. This means a minor could go to a guidance counselor and tell them, hey, I feel like a woman, I feel like a man, mm-hmm. I feel like the opposite sex, and without even consulting the parents, can get the surgery scheduled for them.
That's right. That's part of Issue 1. So you've got to vote no on Issue 1, either now in early voting or the day of the election, November 7th, because it's not only a radical pro-abortion bill that'll make, for this state of Ohio, radically pro-abortion, more so than when Roe versus Wade was alive and well, but the transgender gender change surgery is also in that bill. And of course, the second bill, Issue 2, is about drugs and some other things. Well, thanks for listening to everybody. We have tons of information. How much time do we have again?
Coming up on 2 minutes.
Okay, just 2 minutes. I wanted to read this article. Listen, we'll have posted on the website, theschifferreport.com, tonight and by tomorrow, some excellent articles pertaining to what we talked about with Cliff Kincaid tonight, including my favorite article. Wayne Root wrote one powerful article called "The Hamas Terrorist Attack on Israel is Only the Preliminary Bout. America is the Main Event." I repeat, America is the main event coming up. Here are the details of the coming attack on America by Russia and China, which I referred to quite a few times. Well, Style, thanks for helping tonight. We thank Cliff Kincaid, and everybody get into the Word of God, pray more, and we're going to have to depend on God because only He knows the horrific things that are going to start happening to this country if we don't change our ways soon. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We'll be back, God willing, next Thursday.
Are you 45 or older? Then listen up. The time is now to get yourself screened for colon cancer. The time is now to take control. Listen, this disease can be very treatable when caught early, so the sooner you know what's up with your health, the better. The good news is that there are options for getting screened that are easier than you think. Get informed. Hey, we're all busy, and we think, I'll make time later. Well, make time now. It just might mean more time with your family down the road. If you're a man or a woman, 45 or older, I'm talking to you. Many of us have lost friends, young friends, to colon cancer. Don't make the mistake of waiting until you have symptoms or think that you have no risk because it doesn't run in your family. Everybody needs to be screened. So, take control. Get screened for colon cancer, 45 or older. Learn how at standuptocancer.org/coloncancer.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
When it's time to just be still and know.
Be still and know that He is God.
It's AM 1220.
Be still.
The Word.
Programming to build your family and faith. AM 1220. The Word.
The Schiffer Report with host Paul Schiffer. You'll hear insightful analysis of the news and interviews with the top conservative thinkers from across America. Paul Schiffer brings decades of public policy experience to the microphone, along with an uncompromising commitment to the conservative Christian principles that make this nation great.
The preceding program is sponsored by Paul Schiffer.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted.
Based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers.
And walk around the office.
On eggshells.
And have my words policed.
By HR.
Words like
grandfather.
Peanut gallery.
Long time no see.
No can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.